Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Empower Me Show. My name is Pam Bright. I am your hostess for this program. I am so glad that you're here. And yes, it's been a little bit of a rocky road this morning, and so that's okay. You know what? In our human experience, we really do experience all kinds of ups and downs and stops and starts and really, really need to be focused on who we are and what we're about and what life really means to each one of us individually. I believe that we all come here to this planet for a purpose and a mission. And so today I want to talk to you about what that might look like for you. What is the full body system wellness program, as well as what does that mean for you? What is wellness about? How are you a full body as a full body creature, full body human, and what does it mean to have a full body system? What is that? So I'm going to talk to you about what all of that means in my view, what I have been given from spirit, as well as how all of that may incorporate into your life and how you may use these tools that I have created, what I have been given, as a way to show the fullness of who you are as a soul having a human experience here. So welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you have joined me today. So before we get going, as I always love to do, it's a ground us, bring us into the fullness of who we are, and let go of all the distractions. Anything that's been going on before this moment, and really allow us to center into our heart space, into where we live inside of our bodies, and release any judgments, any fears, any concerns, any energies that might be in the way of really being present in this now moment. So I'm going to use some light language for that, as I always do, because that light language speaks right to your soul. Even if your traditions in your life may be different than my traditions, we can still come together in this moment and allow the vibrational energies of this sound to come through us, as it will speak right to your cellular body in exactly the way that it is meant to speak to you. We ask the light beings that work with the Creator God to now fully come into this moment. We know that we call you by many names. We call you God. We call you Yahweh. We call you the individual essence of the One. We call you Great Spirit. We call you the Great Universal Intelligence. we have many names for you, but I believe that you have created everything that exists on our planet. And I invite you, the listeners, to adopt that. Bring that into your soul. Even if it might be a new belief, a new experience inside of you, I invite you to bring that essence in to who you are. Nasa tehi tarape kuatatena. Atate na sana me kuatatea. Ona na se ana ye kana ma ye i. Ona na sana e na na ye kia mama. Ana ma ye sana ye. Ona mama se una me. Ana mama se una ma ye. And taking a deep breath in, allowing ourselves to settle down into our bodies again, feeling our feet firmly on the floor or the earth. Maybe we're outside and we're feeling the grass underneath us. Maybe you're in your vehicle listening to this on the road, just being safe as you're driving and listening. Maybe you are sitting on the floor. Wherever you are in space and time is perfect for you to hear these messages. And I now ask that you come fully present into now. And I have collected some cards for you because I think it's important that we gather together as spirit in form, to know what the universal intelligence has to share with us. I believe we all have guides, teachers, and angels that walk with us every day. And so they speak through things like cards, intuitive cards, oracles, tarot. I am not a tarot reader, so I am not schooled in that tradition. But some of you do. Some of you read books. Some of you read the Bible. Some of you read inspirational literature every day. Whatever you do for bringing that divine intelligence into your life every day, it's great. It's awesome. And this is what I'm sharing with you right now. So this is from the Star Oracle deck that I have. The first card we have is Star Brothers. I'm going to show that to you. Now, when we say brother, brother is not male or female. It's simply divine energy that is more masculine, right? So we're bringing the energy of action in to your lives today and allowing yourself to have more than one energy, not just you in the world. It's gathering that other male energy in to assist you so that you are not doing life alone. This is the Horus energy. So we're bringing in the god Horus, the Egyptian god Horus, in to assist. You might even ask Horus if Horus would like to be on your spirit team. Invite that energy in to assist you. Horus is, I believe, Thoth was the son of Horus. So that connection is there. The Egyptian gods are winged creatures. So you've got the beak that comes out in this being, as on the top there, you see that. And we're looking at loyalty, safety, and trust. So really look at what those energies might be for you today, for anybody who needs that card. Then we have the activated earth. Ooh, yeah, baby. So look at this. This has got the pillar of light right in the center going down into that formation on the planet. Again, that looks like a portal allowing you to go right into that. You're looking at power places on the earth. So what is your power place? Where's somewhere that you feel like wow, I really feel the spiritual energies coming in right here. Maybe it's by a waterfall. Maybe it's by the ocean. Maybe it's in your own backyard. You're looking at how you trust where you're being led. So trust that you're being led, first of all, and allow yourself to listen and observe where you might be guided to go to next. So that is the activated earth energies there. And this next one says, surrender to the sweetness. Ooh, baby, I like that. We've got a lot of water here. So this water is outside, so it's maybe it's a hot pool, right? I'm missing the terminology for that, but the power centers of where they have a hot tub of water. They're like hot tubs here, but they're power places where the earth is actually bubbling up with heat to be able to get all of the yumminess of the healing waters there. Surrender to the sweetness of the Venus energy. So we're bringing in the divine feminine now into this particular card. Pleasure, joy, and making love to life. Oh yes, so really embracing all of who we are in this lifetime and loving the life that we have, right? How many times have we rejected what we actually have going on in life? I know I certainly have. The other part of that, though, is allowing ourselves to let go of the things in our life that don't fit us anymore. The things that we are complete with, that we are saying we're done with, right? Allow yourself to let that go so that you can, again, return to the sweetness of life. And then we have your life is a canvas. And we have a person right up here on the top of a mountain. As you can see that, overlooking the landscape. So your life is a canvas. It's totally available for you to paint, to draw, to create on, right? Imagine that you have an entire world that you get to create in whatever fashion you want to. You are the artist. You are having creative accountability in your own life. You get to manifest. So what is it that you're manifesting today? What is it that you're ready for? When we talk about the Full Body System Wellness Program, we are looking at your life as a canvas, okay? Given that you're a human being that's chosen to come into form on this planet Earth, what are the things that you deal with every day? What's up for you right now in your face? What are the stressors? What are you afraid of? What are you challenged by? That's what we do in the first phase of this program, is looking at what is not working for you right now. What are the habits that need to change? What are the problem areas that might need to be addressed? It's taking inventory on who you are, right? So here's the deal. Anytime I'm talking in this program or sharing with you an insight or a challenge or a card or whatever it is, I want you to feel free to talk to me. So you can call me anytime at 1-800-930-2819 on this phone line for Transformation Talk Radio, also known as the Transformation Network, and also known as Transformation TV. Lots of different names for this amazing group of beings that are on this particular platform. And the Empower Me Show is just one program of all of these different programs that you can hook into. This one, the Empower Me Show, is all about you. It's all about holding you up to be the fullness of who you are. So again, we're looking at with the Full Body System Wellness Program. It's a program that I created, I and my husband created in 2020 when we had our great pause on the planet Earth. Everything shut down and we were asking ourselves, okay, now what? What are we going to do from here? So we needed some solutions. We have been looking for solutions and looking for solutions and wondering how we're going to get back up on our feet. Well, I believe that this program can assist in a great way for you. Really looking at what is so right now, being honest about that, getting support for that, and then getting some spiritual solutions to assist you with how to handle what is so right now. So I would love to help you in any way I can. You can ask questions. You can get some healing. You can get some support here. I am here for you. So as we look at the fears and the challenges and the griefs and the angers and the unstoppable ways of being, the problems, what is right here? What's the thing that's like, okay, maybe it's right here choking you. Maybe it's like, okay, I can't speak. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to articulate what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking, what is so for me. So the first thing is to be honest about it. Talk to yourself about it, write about it, scream about it, cry about it, plead about it, whatever it is, eat about it sometimes. Sometimes we need to rage about it, right? We need to get honest. That's number one. Number two, what do we do next? Well, once we're honest about it, we need to allow ourselves to feel. I think feeling the feeling body, honoring the feeling body is crucial in this process. Because this is a process of really opening to the fullness of who you are. So as you're opening to the fullness of who you are, honor must be in the center. Really needs to be in the center of who you see yourself as, what you believe your life is about, and what you want. It's really tough to know what you want in the midst of the stuff, isn't it? The stuff of life. Oh, Terry. Wonderful. I'd love to talk to you. Terry from San Diego. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. Good to hear from you. So what can I do for you today? You've heard a little bit about what I've shared with the Full Body System Wellness Program.
You know what? I couldn't hear anything. I could not hear anything. I tried the phone when I was on the line. I couldn't hear any of the conversation. So I have no idea what you guys were talking about. I was actually looking forward to hearing your show all week. I set an alarm up. As a matter of fact.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me now?
I can. Okay. It was weird because it's never happened because usually I can hear the show. But for some reason, there's a glitch.
My question is this.
My husband and I, you know, we're in a separation. It's new, but repetitive. And he is a musician, you know, so he's chasing butterflies. And I'm a professional chasing money. Now, at this point, where I am now is that, there is a misalignment of the frequencies that we all know that eventually, you know, come to you know, termination because there's so much blind, right? It's been really hard on us to let us go. You know, he was very close to a breakthrough, you know, to become a professional, to become a teacher, but he never made it through. It was just always one thing or another, and he just never made it through. You know, there's a lot of lack in that area where he chases butterflies, you know, where there's, it's just, there's abundance in other stuff, but, you know, anyway, I don't want to be judgmental and whatever. That's a whole different lifestyle than what I prefer myself. So we are at complete, you know, back against back at this point right now. So, I mean, at this point, I've realized, you know, that I think our time has come to an end. You know, I feel like I have to accept that. I have to move forward. And it's a very hard thing for both of us, you know, but, I mean, we're not the only one. You know, it happens all the time. So, at this point, it's so wild, you know, to be in the situation that so many people have been in and will continue to be. So I don't know. What do you think?
I hear. So what I hear it again. I think that your computer might be really high on the volume scale, so you might want to bring it down a little bit because there's a lot of interference happening between the phone lines here. But I'm going to do my best. So what I understand is that you and your husband are nearing divorce, and that you're on two different planes of belief systems and existence, and wondering kind of what do we do from here? What's it going to look like from here? All of that. Am I correct about what I'm hearing from you?
Absolutely correct.
Okay. So do you have a question in that, in what you just shared with me? Is there a healing that wants to happen? What is the best way that I can support you in this conversation?
Well, I guess I have a lot of resentment.
Okay.
I guess I need to heal that area.
Okay. So you're resentful towards your husband right now?
Yes.
Okay. Is there also resentment in yourself that is preventing you from moving forward?
Possibly.
Okay. Oftentimes when we have resentment, that it keeps us from moving forward. And it also doesn't allow us to look for any solutions because we're so into being right about our judgment of resentment. You did me wrong. You pissed me off. It's all your fault. You know, blah, blah, blah. And then when we have it on ourselves, then we're really stuck because we're pissed off at ourselves and angry that we made the decisions that we made, afraid to move forward. Is that making sense to you as I'm talking?
Yes.
Okay. So, are you willing to release the judgment about being pissed off about the situation?
Am I willing to what?
Are you willing to let go of the judgment that you have?
Yes, I mean, yeah, I have to be willing to do whatever it takes.
Okay. So in your mind, as you're looking at releasing the judgment, regardless of whether this ends up in divorce or not, what opens up for you when you can release the judgment?
Mm-hmm. I guess acceptance.
Right. Okay. Got it. Mm-hmm. And what is it in yourself that you would like to experience acceptance with?
What in myself?
Yeah.
Or what in general?
Either one. Either when you're experiencing something in yourself, the chances of experiencing out there is where it gets to go. So it starts with you. So once you start releasing the judgment of yourself and your choices, and you start accepting that this is the way life is right now, then what's available to you?
Except that I have to move on.
Okay. So you get to move on rather than you have to move on. You feel the difference in that?
Interesting. Yeah, there's a big difference.
Isn't there a difference? Because when you say I have to move on, it's really heavy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're still in the judgment.
It is very heavy, I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So would you like some relief from that?
Absolutely.
Lightening up. Okay, so let's bring in the creator of all that is and all of the beings that work with you. Because I believe that you have lots of guides, teachers, and angels that love you infinitely. And they are here for you to assist you in the lightening up process of the heaviness of life and the heaviness of the decisions and the heaviness of moving forward. Okay, we bring in, and your name is Terry or Tracy? Uh-oh. Hello?
Looks like our caller disconnected.
Okay, they left?
Yeah, it looks like they might call back, and we'll try to get them back here.
All right. Well, Tracy, we had kind of a rough connection, so we now ask that the connection actually come back in this moment. And that does happen, folks, in the world of energy, right? We have disconnections, we have interruptions, we have stuff that happens and is in the way of clear communication. So there's no accident that happened, okay? Things happen in life. Things happen all the time. So what do we do when there's an interruption? What do we do when life doesn't fit our worldview of the way it should be? What do we do with that? Do we get angry? Do we have judgment about it? Do we put our will forth and say it's gonna be different, right? We use our force to make a change. Sometimes that works, and a lot of times what happens is more of the same happens. So what's the alternative? Oh, Terry is back. Awesome. Terry, you're back.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay. Thanks. Awesome. All right. So we're bringing in your guides, teachers, and angels to get some relief from this judgment that's been in the way, this hardness of what's been happening, this disruption of the flow of life. And we now ask that your guides, teachers, and angels come forth to assist you in clarity, in release of suffering, of new opportunities, and bring in some flow for the springtime that is now.
Thank you.
sana ke ina sana ye ine ine sune ana ye. We now ask that the beings that work with Terry give her some next steps for really allowing herself to experience some freedom in her life. Some freedom around relationships, some freedom around judgment, some freedom around the way that life is supposed to be. Okay, and immediately I heard Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael is amazing at assisting with bringing his sword of truth right into the center of any situation. And so he's allowing himself to be shown to you and to give you exactly what you need in every moment. So you can call on him to assist with getting clear about whatever BS you think is happening in any relationship and in any situation, especially a situation that needs to be resolved.
Mm-hmm.
So, Michael, we thank you for coming in to assist Terry. All right, and Archangel Gabriel is also coming in to allow himself to be guiding you in communication. So especially in this situation with your husband, it's imperative that you allow yourself to be honest, not only with yourself, but with him, and to speak into the situation exactly what you need and exactly the outcome that you are hoping to have in your own life. If there's deceit going on in either between your husband or you, that needs to be cleared up, regardless of whether this ends in divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank Archangel Gabriel for coming in to assist. We ask any of the spirit animals that now want to come in. Okay, and I immediately saw Hawk. Hawk is the messenger. So Hawk will bring divine messages to you. Might be in your dreams, so that you can receive those when you're not conscious. Comes into your subconscious to work with your soul. And the eagle helps to bring in the larger view of any situation. So allowing you to see solutions, see the bigger view, to see what might be beyond where you're actually viewing it. So giving you that big vision. All right, and they're asking me to ask you if there's any other questions that can assist you with this reading that you're having right now.
Are we going to end up getting divorced?
So I don't have a crystal ball. And I am not a person that has those answers. What is true is that you and your husband are the ones that are in charge of that.
Yes.
Here's the thing that I know. We live in a fifth dimensional world now, which means that every possibility exists simultaneously. Okay? So whatever you both agree on for creating is what you will transpire. So you both are in a relationship. You both are married to each other. You both made that commitment. So you both need to figure that out. Okay. So I am not a person that's going to say this will happen. Mm-hmm. That's not the way that I work. What I do is illuminate possibilities that exist for you. And what I know about relationships is that it's got to be two people in communication committed to the same thing. So if both of you are committed to this relationship working, then it's up to you to make it work.
Absolutely.
So get to work. Do your part to be as open and honest and available to communication as possible.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Yes. So if you want more support, I'm absolutely available. Leave your email with Jacob, who's the person on the other end. When I hang up, he will get your information, type it into the chat, and he will get that information and we'll be in communication, okay?
Very well. Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Have a really good day, honey.
You too. God bless you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. All right. So awesome. So that was a little mini version, guys, of the way that I work with people. This is available all the time to you. Any kind of conversation, any kind of coaching that I can do, that's the way we work through the problems in our lives that are right here as a human being, okay? That's just one. What is it for you that's in your way? What is the thing that you're avoiding, that you're eating at, that you're sexing at, that you're smoking at, that you're drinking at, that you're saying swear words at? What is it that's right here that's in your way of what you want? You've got a vision. You've got a desire. You've got a goal that is waiting for you to create. So what's in the way? Come on, let's get into it. Let's dive into it. Avoiding it doesn't work, because then you could just get more of the same yuck. Okay? So the spiritual solutions are available to you. I always talk about this. Your life is up to you. So there are more solutions than any problem that you could ever create in life. Okay? We've got the internet that is full of all kinds of ways to connect. We've got books galore. We have music. More artists are coming out now than ever before. Really, really good artists with great lyrics and great messages for you to really feed your soul with music and vibration. We've got sound healers. We've got Reiki masters. We've got massage therapists. We've got acupuncturists. We've got all kinds of body workers to help you to bring your knowledge that you're creating and getting in your life into your body. Your body can get some relief. Okay? Lots and lots and lots of solutions for any problem that exists in your life. What is it that you're ready to do? What is it that you're ready to receive? Let the support that is everywhere around you come in. Okay? Let's do this together. I rarely allow myself to sit on my laurels anymore. I don't let life pass me by. I have learned the hard way that when I drink at it, when I drug at it, when I swear at it, when I avoid it, when I turn my nose at it, when I walk the other way at it, it still exists, whatever it is. Doesn't go away. It just waits patiently for me until I am ready to look at it. Okay? So I'd have another card deck here. It's the self-compassion deck. Okay? We're going to give you some compassion here. We're going to see in this collective consciousness what it is that wants to share with you. Okay. So this says lean in deeper. Okay. So that thing that you've been avoiding, that thing that you've been thinking will go away, that thing that you're hoping and praying and wishing would just disappear. This is saying lean in deeper. Is a part of your emotional experience calling out in pain or discomfort? Did you know what I learned as a massage therapist? I could be a massage therapist for the rest of my life. I could always have a massage job because you know why? Our bodies are our messengers. They tell us when we have been abusing them, when we have been unkind to them, when we have been avoiding something in our lives. Pain will show up because we're not allowing ourselves to experience the fullness of life. Can you just be with the pain or discomfort without trying to change it? Let's do that. Let's just be with the problems in your life right now. Just be with them. And I want you to just breathe into that. Let's do that 5 times, okay? Without trying to change it, avoid it, make it wrong, or anything else. Just allow the discomfort or pain to be there. And let's, one breath, 2 breaths, 3 breaths, 4 breaths, 5 breaths. I recommend that you try that every day. Allow yourself to just be with your discomfort and allow your breathing to calm you down, bring your stress level down, bring your pain down. You can use your breath actually to bring your pain down in your body. Okay? So let's do another breathing exercise with that. Where in your body are you in discomfort or pain? Okay. I currently have some discomfort, a little bit of stress, a little bit of pain in my mid-back. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring my breath right into that discomfort. I'm going to actually focus my breathing right into the center of it, okay? Your intention will send your breathing right there. It consciousness follows consciousness, okay? So I'm going to bring my breathing right into that space 5 times. You can also bring some sound into that space, okay? Wherever the discomfort is. Again, this is not about perfection, and it's not about sounding good. Okay? This is about using the power of your breath and your vibration in the sound box to affect what's happening inside your body system. Okay? So I just gave you some tools to be able to deal with the discomfort in your actual physical self. Okay? Let's say that it's not your physical body that you're in discomfort with, but you're having some challenges in emotion, okay? So how do we use our breath with our emotional body? Well, which emotion are you having a challenge with? Is it your anger? Is it your pain in your sadness or in your guilt? Are you feeling afraid? Your breathing can assist you with that, okay? So as you're going into that, let's say you're really angry. You're like, how am I going to handle this? How can I calm myself down? As you are angry, focus on your breath and bring that right in. When you can really use that breath, listening to it go out of your mouth. You might also want to use some movement, right? Open the hands, not the fists. Unclench the fists. Bring the breath into the rage, okay? If you're sad, you can actually help the sadness to move through you so it doesn't get stuck. If you're afraid, again, panic is because, and we usually aren't breathing when we're in panic. So we're using our breathing to slow us down a little bit, bring our heart rate down. Allow your breath to assist you today, right? All of these different techniques I'm going to go over in the program that I'm going to be launching. We're looking at end of summer, early fall to have this program come live for you. I am, however, looking for some folks that want to try it out first. And I'll be giving you a discounted rate for that. So if you're interested in really looking at this program in full, then contact me. You can contact me here at Transformation Talk Radio. They've got a way to connect it to me. You can also find me at brightbutterflynetwork.com. That will give you my website, give you all the information on there of all the different services that I provide. You can also contact me at theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Lots of different ways to find me, okay? So today's been amazing and wonderful, and it's always about you. So I pray right now that the God of your understanding will guide you with clarity, love, and light to your next best moment in your life today. Alate taraye, anasate naya, inasatarate, anasate rata, eumamaye tana meme, unanana meme, anasena mama ye ye, unena enamaya ye. Again, if you want me to contact you, I need your email. So you can leave it here at the Transformation Talk Radio chat line. And Jacob will grab that for you. And let me know who you are. You can also contact me at Bright Butterfly Network, just like it sounds. BRIGHTBUTTERFLY Network, NETWORK.com. I love you. I hope that you have an amazing day. And it's all up to you. how today goes forward, okay? Know that you're blessed. Know that I love you. And next week, we're going to bring my dear friend and mentor, Brian Rawls, back on to assist us with the psychic world of witchcraft, light language, the angelics, and the galactics for you. We love you. We will talk to you next week. Many blessings. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.